comes to meet his friends. This year should be a special schus for Gil Shanabas Nechagitl, Shendi Chanabas Malka, Rivka Esther Vasilio Peretz. They should all have bracha, v'hatzlacha, v'chol maaseh yideihem, and l'ilui nishmas, Chana bas Rabbi Tzokiyona. And Rabbi Yoab ben Rabbi Pinchas Halevi, and Rabbi Yaakov Shlom ben Dov Ber. We're going to be learning a mimer of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, which is published in the Sefer Rishimas Chovros, the Rishimas of the Rebbe in his notebooks that were published after his death. And this is in Choveres Kuf Ayin Gimel. Minhagenu b'chasuna shemekachim b'tabas. It is our custom at a wedding to be mekadesh a woman with a ring. What is this ring about? It's kesef. Kedushe kesef. And when you do this kedushe kesef, you need to have two edim. And it's known that there are two types of edus. There's edus b'tor beirur, that this matter is happening on its own, and the edim are just mevara, they clarify that it happened. They testify to the fact that it happened. That's edus l'beirur. And then in addition, you have a second type of edus. And that's called Eidus Kiyum. An example of Eidus Kiyum is that they make it happen. That's like Eidus of Kiddushin. When it comes to, for example, Ksuba, so that's Beirur. They're just Mevara that they saw that the Chassan took upon himself this is Chayvus. So he has it anyway, whether he likes it or not. But when he, let's say he says, no, I never took upon myself this is chayvus. So, if he's lying, he's still chayv. Whatever he says, whether they're edim or not, if he takes it upon himself, he's chayv. If you borrow money from somebody, you have to pay him back, whether they're edim or not, they're just there to be mevar. When it comes to kedushin, if there's no kedushin, there never happened. They make this Nesinas Tabas, the whole Nin of Kedushin. And now we understand the Svara that Eidei Kedushin don't require Drisha and Chakira, all the questions that you have to ask. By regular Eidim, the Basin doesn't ask Eidei Kedushin. Tzemach Tzedek learns in the Rambam that you need Drishin Chakira Beidei Kiddushin. But we don't paskin that way. We paskin you don't need Chakira and Drisha Beidei Kiddushin. And the explanation is that Chakira and Drisha are Shayach Be'inyin Shetzarech L'Varo. First you have to Mevaro and then you paskin the Din. So then you Drishin Chakira. You're Mevaro. And then you paskin the Din. Mashenken Be'Kiddushin, that the Eidim make the Maisa Kedushin into Kedushin. And afterwards they're just testifying that it happened previously, but it already happened. So there's no Drishin Chakira. So by Dinei Nefashos, that they create the Psak Din, they need Drishin Chakira. Like the Rugged Shava writes, if they need to tell you what happened and they're making this psak din, then you need Drishin Chakira. But if it already happened and just testifying that it did happen, like by Kedushin, when they saw it already happened, there no Drishin Chakira is necessary. This would be similar to the case of Dinin Afashas. Let's say Reuven killed Shimon and there was a Gemar din. these people are made that there was a Gemara Din somewhere else. That Beis and Ploni was already Gomer Estina. You don't need Rishon Chakira. Because Rishon Chakira is only when, because of their Eidus, you're Gomer the Din. But if the Din was already Nigmar, was already completed before, there's no Rishon Chakira. And Memela, by the Eidus of Kedushin, was already done when they witnessed the Kedushin in the first place. And now they're just testifying it happened in the past, there's no Rishon Chakira. And based on this, we can explain some other pratim. Look in the Tzafnas Panech and his Kolei Torah and Mitzvahs, in the Eidei Kedushin V'Gitin and Sof Simen Dalet, L'Inyan Psul D'Nogea and Eid Kusi. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and B'nai Yisrael are like a chassid and a kala. Like we see Shir Shirim, the whole Shir Shirim is miyusad on this idea that we're chassid and kala. Over Mela, we all also have this inyan of Kedushin B'Tabas with two Eidim. The Tabas Kedushin said the Rayats in Negris Kodesh, page Reish Ein Zayin. Our Gashmias, the Torah says, in Mukhosai Telecho, I'm going to give you all the Gashmias. That's the Tabas. The Eidus are the Shemaim V'aretz, V'aidam Amos Shemaim V'aretz. Who's going to give testimony to the heavens and the earth? And this Eidus is not to be Mevarer, that there was Kedushin, it makes the Kedushin into a Kedushin. And this means that the Aretz of everybody, his Chaye Guf, are not Mevarer that there was Kedushin, and others, when you see a Guf of Bnei Yisrael, it's clear that beforehand, there was Kedushin. No, it's not Mevarer. Rather, through his Anhaga and the way he lives his life, he's Miskadesh constantly, V'chol Eisu, V'chol Shalak, Rosh Baruch Hu. And he's Mekabel the Tabas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that means the Inyanim Gashmim. So we're constantly being Miskadesh. We live our lives in a holy way. And Memela HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Gashmias. So the Kedushin isn't this old thing that's been Misyashim. Rather, it's constantly happening. Whenever you have an hug of Torah Yerushalayim, it's something that happened 3,300 years ago and it's over. It's constant. Whenever we're Miskadesh ourselves, whenever we live holy lives, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Gashmias, he gives us the Tabas. So that's one aid who makes the Kedushin. That's the Aretz. The Aretz makes the Kedushin when we live our Artzius in a holy way. And then there's the Shemayim, the Ruchnius, that everybody in his Ruchnius, in his Esek and Chachmas, wisdom and understanding and Musar and Yerushalayim and Chassidus and Gemara, it has to be in a case, in a orphan of Kedushin. It has to be in with faith in Hashem and with the foundations of Torah. Otherwise, all the Musar he learns, and all the Chachma he learns, and all the wisdom, and all the understanding of the world he has is nothing. If he doesn't learn with Kedusha, even if he's learning Torah, it has to be with Kedusha. Sometimes we have cases, Rachmana Litzlan, of people who are tremendous Tamidei Chachamim, who do the most horrific averis, because it's without Kedusha. So even your Shemayim, your Ruchnias, has to be with Kedusha. And if you do that, you're creating Shemayim Varetz, Yim Lor Brisi Yom V'Lai L'Chukos Shemayim Varetz L'Samti. And therefore the Kedushin is every day. They're made on you. The Shemayim and Aretz are made, like the Pasuk says. Chol Yom V'Yom Yu Menecha K'chadoshim. We're Miskadesh and our Gashmis and our Ruchnias. We make a new Kedushin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. Now the Torah says that whenever it says Eid, it means two. Two Eidim are called to Eid, Lashon Yachid, and the explanation is that it's not two things that are combined, it's one. Davar Miyuchad Echad. And similarly, Eidei Kedushin, Shemayim V'aretz, they become Davar Echad. Because if Shemayim is alone or Eretz is alone, we're missing out on the Eidus. And just like it's pashut that Eretz below Shamayim, Gashmis without Ruchnis, can't be. So to the Baal Shem Tov, spread the idea to the world that not only can't you have Gashmis without Ruchnis, you can't have Ruchnis without Gashmis. B'chod rechecha di'eyu. And that's a siman in Shulchan Aruch, Orachayim. Or siman Reish Lamed Aleph, Orachayim. That's the Anhaga b'chayi Yom Yom. And those who say we have no Esek in Gashmias, besides Yechidei Skula, about whom it says when a Mikdash lo Yetze, that they remain holy, like it says in Amor Chaf Alef Yud Beis. The average person who says he has no Esek in Gashmias, we say to him, Al Titzdak Harbe. Don't be such a grace tzaddik, you have to live in this world. So we have the two Edom, we have Shemayim v'Aretz that combine, you need both. And they need to work together, you need Shemayim with Aretz, Aretz with Shemayim. And then you have Kiddushin, they were miskadish by Kodesh Baruch Hu, by giving us the Tabas, the Gashmias. And we should all be Zoche. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.